Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
What is the first words of the Lord's Prayer? Our Father. They're words of adoption. You and I have been adopted into the family of God. And Jesus said, Father, as you treat me, I want you to treat those who come in your family through me. We are family. And therefore, we do right, not because of what we're going to get. We do right because we're family. We're in the house of God. We pray our Father. Everything is transformed when we pray our Father. Our prayers are powerful. Powerful. You see, Jesus lived the life that you and I did not live and died the death that you and I deserve to die, so you and I will be able to pray our Father, our Abba, and be a member of the family.
The truth is, everything changes when you can call God Daddy. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young shares the rest of his message, The God Who Is Dad, and shows you how to pray like a child running into the loving arms of a father. Keep listening. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Before we jump into Dr. Young's message, there's an encouraging resource being offered this month that you may find especially helpful in these challenging times. It's Dr. Young's booklet called Loneliness, and it's our way to say thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching people all over the world through this program. People everywhere deal with the devastating effects of loneliness, and it's only gotten worse in recent months. But God created you for a life of fellowship and fruitfulness as you learn to love others just as He loves you. And Dr. Young's booklet will help you embrace that life of community and relationship. So call now to request your copy of Loneliness when you give to keep this program encouraging you and many others around the world. Call 1-800-350-9255. That's 1-800-350-WALK. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, God Who Is Dad, Part 2.
Scientists today in the modern world, because I think of quantum physics, they don't think of the world as a great big mechanical something that's been thrown out in space. Scientists are not deists. Instead, most of them who haven't become theists, and many hundreds of them have, those of them, they would say that the creation is a giant thought. And they move in the spiritual realm. It's like Arthur Eddington, the scientist, said. He said, we have seen strange footprints on the shore of the unknown. Did you get that? He says, we have seen, scientists, strange footprints on the shores of the unknown. Jesus would come along and say, those footprints are of our Father. He would say the footprints are everywhere. He never sought to prove God. He said God is self-evident. He saw that every blade of grass that begins to force its way up through the sod, that's God. And he saw that the Heavenly Father observed every sparrow that would fall, that's God. He just keeps on working. He keeps on working. So we know that when you and I can pray, our Father, atheism, agnosticism, deism, pantheism, polytheism, scientism, deism, invalid. When we can pray, our Abba, our Father, our Father. Also, we can pray, our Father, everything is transformed. Some people have trouble praying Our Father. I understand that. All of our fathers were not up to par, were they? They weren't adequate for you and for me. They left holes in your life and in my life. Some of us have never known a father. Others have had a father who was totally off base and non-performing. There's a book written by Paul Vince. This book is called Faith of the Fatherless, subtitled The Philosophy of Atheism. And this scholar traces all the brilliant individuals, skeptics, and scholars who have permeated our thought for years after years. He searches their lives. I'm talking about Nietzsche and Sartre. I'm talking about Camus. I'm talking about Marx. I'm talking about Freud. I'm talking about Stalin. I'm talking about Mao. All of these philosophers through the ages. He studies their life, and this scholar came to the conclusion. He said, in almost every case you can name, these skeptics and these atheists and these agnostics, they had a father hunger. And he said, as you study their lives, as he did individually, he says, without exception, their fathers were abusive, passive, not there, or there and not speaking and not performing, or they were dead. They have taken Nietzsche, for example, and studied his works and said you can see in everything that he has written down. He is the God is dead guy, by the way. Everything he's written down, there's a hunger for a father. So some of us who have inadequate fathers, we'd say, you know, to call God dad, that's not a high thing. But when God becomes our father through Christ, then all the holes and gaps in your life and in my life are filled up with our heavenly father. Our heavenly father. You see, we can pray our father, that changes, that transforms everything about you and everything about me. You know, in the creeds, if you came in a liturgical church, you would quote it week by week, Sunday by Sunday. I believe in God the Father Almighty, right? That sound familiar? I believe in God the Father Almighty. And the problem with that profession is the word Almighty. I believe in God the Father. Okay, I believe in God the Abba. That's good. But the word Almighty. You know, if God is Almighty, why does he straighten this thing out we call the world, beginning with you and me, if he's Almighty? We get Father, but his almightiness is what we challenge. It's like the little boy was praying. He said, God, Aunt Susie's not married yet. Uncle Herbert doesn't have a job. And my daddy is still angry all the time. I'm getting tired of praying to you. And when you do nothing. You know, we've all prayed a prayer something like that, folks. Sure we have. God, get with it. Where are you? How can you let injustice take place? How did you let my baby die? How did you see this tragedy? How is this? I mean, we can talk about our Heavenly Father and say, you know, get on with it if you are Almighty. But you see, the secret of understanding that Father is Almighty is the very title Father. In other words, by virtue that God is like a father, a dad, that limits something of what he can do. For example, if you're a father, you'd like to say to your son or daughter, hey, get with it. I know you're just 1 year old, but let me tell you something. You got to grow up. You got to get my mind in you and grow on up. Hurry up. Hey, get on with it. Fathers, we don't conduct ourselves like that. We are hopefully, prayerfully patient. Great fathers are fathers who wait, who love, who forgive, who challenge, who discipline, who pick up, who push, much like our Abba Heavenly Father. So the key to understanding the infinite power of God, you do not find it in the CEO who said, Well, if I were God, I'd show everybody who's boss around here. Oh, no. Not Abba. It's with infinite patience that he sees things get all mixed up in the world, but he knows his sovereign hand is there. It's comforting to you and I who can pray, Our Father, that everything that comes to pass in your life and in my life and in this world comes through the hand of God, through the mind of God, through the wisdom of God, to make sure that all things are working out for good for those who love him. It goes through his hand. We don't see it now. It's impossible to see. But he sees all the way, all the way. So we pray, Our Father, everything is changed. Everything is transformed. And when we pray, Our Father, guess what? Our prayers have power. We can pray with confidence when we pray Our Father because we know the nature and character of our Heavenly Father. And if you've been studying the names of God with us, we know more and more about the nature and character of our Heavenly Father, who loves us with a love that just will not let us go. When we're up, when we're down, when we're good, we're bad, his love doesn't vary. He doesn't love us more or less. He just loves us with a love that will not let us go. Therefore, we pray with confidence. Remember the first scripture that I read? That was a long time ago. What did that teach us about prayer? It teaches us two kinds of praying. You've got the praying of the pagans, the Gentiles. And they pray so they can be heard. They go in public places and they mumble their prayers over and over. Or they go before God and they go through all their rituals. And they pray and they pray and they pray and they think by their much praying, you know, they've got an entree with God. They've earned a place with God. And then there's Christian praying, which is entirely different, has a different basis upon which you pray. For example, do you pray to God as if you're a renter? You're renting? And he's the landlord? Is that how you pray to God? That's what this is teaching us. Now, what are you talking about? Do you pray to God as if it's some kind of business relationship? If you are renting with your landlord, you have a business relationship. You'll pay your landlord this much rent for you to stay in this place for a prescribed period of time. And his responsibility is he kind of keeps the place up and maintains some basic stuff, right? That's a renter paying to a landlord. And that's a business relationship, is it not? Some of us pray to God like that. God, I want you to, or I want you not to, or I want you to. And when God, we feel, doesn't show up, oh, I've been good. I go to church. I pray. I read my Bible. Wait a minute, God. That means that you're treating God as if he's your landlord. I've done my part, God. Now you do your part. We're treating God as if it's a business deal. A lot of us pray like that. And therefore, when our prayers don't come out the way we want them to come out, oh, man, my mother died anyway, and I prayed. My goodness, God, what in the world? You're praying to God as if it were a business relationship. That's pagan praying, Jesus says. What is Christian praying? Christian praying is you pray to God in a family relationship. If you are in a home and you're not paying rent, your family, your son or a daughter, the relationship is entirely different, isn't it? Entirely different. And we're to pray as Christians, we're family. What is the first words of the Lord's Prayer? Our Father. They're words of adoption. You and I have been adopted into the family of God. And Jesus said, Father, as you treat me, I want you to treat those who come in your family through me. We are family. And therefore, we do right, not because of what we're going to get. We do right because we're family. We're in the house of God. We have the keys to the house. We have a right there. When someone is adopted, they don't suddenly become, oh, okay, perfect, just like everybody in the family. Oh, no, when they're adopted, their legal status has changed. See, now they're legally a member of the family, and we pray like a family, and therefore when God hears our prayers and answers our prayers and works in our life, we say, Lord, we thank you for this miracle. We thank you for your grace. and we go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Behold, I'm amazed at how much you love me." That's family praying. "Behold, I'm amazed that you worked this out in my life. Behold, I'm amazed with the patience you show for me." See? Therefore, when we pray, our Father, all the isms are invalid. We pray our Father, everything is transformed. When we pray our Father, our prayers are powerful. Powerful. You see, Jesus lived the life that you and I did not live and died the death that you and I deserve to die, so you and I will be able to pray our Father, our Abba, and be a member of the family. Let me say that one more time, because to be a Christian, you have to, in some level, understand that. Jesus lived the life that you and I did not live, and he died the death that you and I deserve to die, so that you and I will be in family and able to pray our Father, our Abba. He didn't teach us to pray our King, though he could have. It works. He didn't teach us to pray our Creator. No, but he could have. He didn't teach us to pray our Friend, though that would be accurate. He taught us to pray our Abba. Intimate, our Father. Intimate, our Dad. Family. 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 It's a worship service. They invited a well-known actor to come and recite for the congregation the Lord's Prayer. That was sort of his specialty. He traveled, and once in a while he would go to places and recite the Lord's Prayer. He's a brilliant actor. Broadway, film. And they asked him to come to church, and in the middle of their worship service, they introduced him, gave all of his credits. Everybody applauded. They were so thrilled to see this famous, well-known actor there, and he was going to recite the Lord's Prayer. And he stood up with great dignity and deep, resonant voice from the diaphragm, and he quoted, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And it was magnificent. It really was. I mean, hallowed had 15 syllables when he pronounced it. I mean, hallowed be thy name. I mean, and the people were just overwhelmed. And when he finished quoting the Lord's Prayer, they just stood and cheered and cried. Boy, they'd never seen anything like this. It was wonderful. And they were seated, and they went on with their worship service, and they took the offering, had the Lord's Supper, and had a time of singing and praise. When they got through, the presiding pastor asked everyone to stand and said, "You know, many times we've heard Uncle Billy Johnson praise here. Uncle Billy, would you come up and just lead us in our benediction? And Uncle Billy, you might just pray for us. We'll listen to you and just pray for us, the Lord's Prayer." And Uncle Billy resolutely, slowly walked up front, and he prayed, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed, hallowed, hallowed be thy name." And he prayed the whole prayer. When he was finished, everybody was weeping, and they left the place of worship. One guy there who was a pagan, kind of crass, and he'd have been invited by one of his buddies to come and see this famous actor. And when he walked out, his buddy got out to his car. He said, "I don't get it." He said, "I missed it." He said, there he quoted the Lord's Prayer magnificently, and everybody responded with cheers and applause. Then this old guy gets up and he says the same words, and everybody weeps. Well, what's the difference? I don't get it.
And the Christian man said to his friend, you see, the actor knew the words. And as he quoted the words, it was magnificent. He said, Uncle Jimmy, he knew the Father. And as he prayed the words, it was humbling. Can you pray, our Father, our Abba, if you can, heavens in the middle of your life?
Now, before we close today's program, Dr. Young is here again to share more proven truth about what it means to know God as your Father. Dr. Young, how would you encourage Christians who struggle to view God as their Father because of the wounds they receive from their earthly father?
That's a tough, tough question. We're taught in the Bible by Jesus to pray Abba, Daddy, Father. And that is tough for some of us who did not have a real, personal, close, loving relationship with our Father, our earthly Father. From the time I was born until I was an early teenager, I had a good relationship with my dad. He played with me. I felt close to him. But somewhere in those teenage years when I needed to be disciplined, he was not there, or he disciplined, in my opinion, much too severely. So our relationship was not broken, but it wasn't strong. It wasn't intimate. My mother stepped in that gap with her strong discipline. I knew my dad loved me. I knew my mother loved me. But I don't know if I ever pleased them, even with my call and so many things in my life. But I had to look to an earthly father. And so my stamp of approval, I look up, Abba, Father, praying that somehow, some way, though he never communicated to me that I knew of in my maturing years, that I love you and I'm proud of you. This says to all of us as earthly fathers, that's the audience that our children is playing to. They're playing to you and me. Let us be sensitive to them, even in their adulthood, and all the way through, let them know that they're loved, they're appreciated, and you're on their team no matter what. When parents miss that role, you've missed something very vital. Some children, I'd be a part of that, did not get that as much as I felt that I needed it. But thank goodness my Abba Father, our Heavenly Father, just keeps on pouring in that love, that grace, that forgiveness, and that assurance, and that affirmation that every human being needs. God will meet those needs. He'll fill in those gaps. The Bible says, He'll restore the years the locust hath eaten. What a miracle. Abba Father, that's what He does.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope the Holy Spirit is moving through today's message to help you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we want to help you even further by sending you Dr. Young's booklet, Loneliness. You were created to enjoy a life of fellowship and fruitfulness, but so many people today feel trapped in an isolated existence. Discover how you can break free and step into the life of a loving community God wants for you with this helpful resource from Dr. Young. Loneliness is our special way to say thanks for your gift today to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy of Loneliness. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Listen in tomorrow as Dr. Young shares two of the elements you must have to make your prayers powerful and effective.
Winning Walk is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and financial support enable us to bring proven truth to listeners around the world. Write us at Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77353. That's Winning Walk, Box 3366. Houston, Texas, 77353.